Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Captain John Reagan's with us. Installment number 4 of our 10th anniversary class. We thought that we'd be able to accomplish the training in this class in one class, and it didn't work as quickly as we thought. And it was two classes, and then we thought maybe three classes, and we're up to 4, and I'm not sure we're going to get done in 4 two-hour classes. It might take 5. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
You know, I've spent about 40,000 hours let's just call it 2009, when I found out I was going to be laid off and went back and got my master's in finance. And if you only count, the top 1% of that as being really, really important, that's 400 hours of information to relate. And that works out to about a full year of, all the all 10 hours a week of USA Prepares. It's quite an impossible task to relate. And there's just so many important things to get to. There's a lot of interesting things. It's kind of like, wow, The links for today are posted on the financialstateoftheunion.com. I am also posting on johntrek.substack.com. I have not put the show resources on that site yet. I will be backfilling that when I get a little time. One of the things I've been trying to get through is a book called Super Gut by Dr. William Davis. And this came out on February 1st, and I managed this week to actually spend some time in it. I'm up to almost 25% through the book now. And it is absolutely, I don't call it amazing or disturbing, the impact on our gut health. And part of this goes back to the presentation that I talked about where Dr. Kenobi went over the introduction of processed sugar, processed flour, seed oils, and trans fats into our food system from the early 19th to earliest 20th century. And as damaging as those were, we get into what's happened since 1950, and you can even go in more recent than that with things like adding glyphosate, the expansion of sugar in the diet. It's just mind-blowing the impact also going back to the early 20th century in my mother's lifetime, the introduction of antibiotics, penicillin and the whole class of drugs that evolved after that, were game changers in the health field. But all those antibiotics just did a wonderful carpet bombing of our gut, which has impacted not only our physical health, but our mental health. And in just that first quarter of the book, you know, it talks about how our gut impacts so many aspects of our mental processes, and it gets into how it affects our caring for one another. So if you think, you know, those of us that have been around for several decades, that you know, the way people treat each other now is different than it was, you know, 15, 60 years ago, you know, it's true, and a lot of it is because of the food and the medicine that we consume. I wish I could tell you the rest, but I got to find time to finish the book, and I'm looking forward to the part where I see what bacteria strains I need to get to make a yogurt to help recover my gut microbiome. So I'm going to try and keep that the limit for I'm going to talk about health today. I've got a section today basically called Knowing the Enemy. And I pulled one of the links from the big list that we had on last time that talks about technocracy versus communism and fascism. And it's got a nice long table. And just to put the end game on it, with technocracy, it's scientific dictatorship. Communism / socialism, the end game is a classless society. And fascism, the end game is national strength. And it just lists, you know, found a couple of dozen attributes of these that points out that what we're really fighting, we'll often call it communism or socialism, it's really technocracy. And it's, you look at where we are, and especially with what the World Economic Forum and Schwab and his allies, Soros and Gates, have accomplished over the last 20 years or so. And, you know, I don't think you can call it anything else, but we're at war. We've been at war for a long time. And because we haven't realized it, we're now deep in the end game. And there's not lots we can do. When you get down to the bottom of today's post, I've got 3 points on resisting the Schwabites. But until we get down to there, let's see, I also have on the COVID front, on April 1st, no fooling, there was another release of the Pfizer documents. And one of the interesting things out of here is it talked about because of the large increase in adverse events reports, they Pfizer had onboarded approximately 600 additional full-time employees with an expectation of more than 1,800 additional resources needed by the end of June of 2021. So if you need, you know, a couple of thousand people just to enter the adverse reports, that should tell you something about what they knew about their vaccine back then. Where are we going with all this? One of the things that I think helps point this out is Project Immortality 2045. 2045.com. And you might say, well, you know, anybody can put up a website, and that's true. However, this person happens to be a Russian billionaire. And since there's only a little over a couple of thousand billionaires in the world, he's a very elite class. And his discussion on their plans for immortality and their really twisted worldview, we could spend the whole show probably just discussing what he has on his website, but they I think this melds a lot with the Super Gut book that I was just talking about. Their view of the human body doesn't include these billions of microbes that inhabit our gut and that are a big part of how our body works. And mindset that, you know, maybe they can just take the brain out of the body, put it in an artificial construct, and just feed it nutrients, and you can keep that going for some time. And, of course, their ultimate goal is to upload the brain itself or the contents of the brain into an artificial neural network that could, in theory, last forever. And there's so many ways that trying to give God the finger, let's say. And to me, if you've ever watched the Doctor Who program with the Cybermen, that's basically what the Cybermen were. Is they took, you know, captured humans, took their brains out, put them in these mechanical bodies, and it was torture for them because now they could no longer feel anything. And just imagine, you know, an immortality where you can't really feel. You might try to substitute it by stimulating certain areas, but you've got a feedback on that because, and this is well known from people that abuse drugs. You know, you take that first hit, you get a great high, but it starts taking more and more and more, and you don't get near that high, and then you get the degradation of the body and other systems from the effects of the drugs. And just the whole dystopian worldview here is so disturbing. And going down to the next one, human life has absolutely no meaning. Let's talk about when we get back. This guy is a top advisor to Schwab.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Worked on the nuclear planning system when he was part of the Air Force. He and I will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you find this type of instruction rewarding, and you find it important in your life, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. All of us here at USA Prepares are volunteers. Nobody gets paid. We do it because we think it's the right thing to do. We want you to have some knowledge that will help you come out the other side of this mess we're in, better prepared and better equipped going into it. That's why we do what we do. And we feel it's a mission. We feel it's we've been inspired from an out-of-body source to encourage us to do what we do. I've asked all the instructors if they felt it, some kind of an outer-body suggestion, encouragement to be part of the faculty of USA Prepares and teach, volunteer to teach. And everyone has said yes. Everyone. Everyone. No exceptions. And we feel that free speech is incredibly important. I am going to try to do another announcement for Save GCN, which will discuss one of the reasons why we won World War II. And I believe that free speech had a lot to do with it. And if I get that done, you'll hear why I think that's the truth. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, your thoughts very quickly on free speech?
One, free speech isn't free. And we are getting so close to where we lose that ability. And right now, about 90% of media outlets is controlled by six corporations. So that 10%, which is underfunded and undermanned compared to that 90%, it is that thin thread that's keeping us from some of what I'm getting ready to talk about today.
Okay, please continue.
If you remember back in 2013 when I published The Financial State of the Union, in the book I only put one end game, and that was after the financial collapse comes war, much like the Great Depression and World War II. Only this time, with the weapons we have, we're looking at a grid-down situation, which is obviously quite devastating for human life. And on the radio, I talked about there is one other possibility, and that's the one world government, new world order path, and not knowing about the workings of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab at the time, I didn't know how deeply that had progressed. And we are staring down the barrel of that gun. There was another show where I talked about the two important questions. Is there a God, and is there life after death? And I postulated that there's really only two of the four options. Those are yes, no's. And those two being yes, yes, that there is a God and there is life after death, or the no, no, there's no God and there's no life after death, are the only two options that make sense. And obviously I fall in the yes, yes category. Well, Dr. Harari here is one of those no no's. And this is a quote out of this article that I'm talking about before the break. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men evolved differently, that they are born with certain mutable characteristics, and that among these are life and the pursuit of pleasure. And I think that pretty much sums up their worldview. And sadly, there's more when we get back.
Wow. That the pursuit of pleasure, that's one of the things I think the homosexuals, that drives them more than anything else, the pursuit of pleasure. We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has Ukrainian officials wanting more sanctions that are economically destructive and punishment for civilian killings by Russian soldiers that the West condemns as war crimes. After reviewing the evidence in Bucha, French President Macron said in an interview, quote, "very probably war crimes," end quote. A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping that I get my life back together to get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Biden administration, attempting to get more illegal immigrants into the country faster, is removing their final hindrance, Title 42 at the U.S.-Mexico border next month. Not everyone is okay with this and are pushing back against Biden and his administration. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott at a press conference Wednesday.
I'm announcing a series of new strategies that will be added on to Operation Lone Star to curtail the flow of drug cartel smuggling and migrants and drugs. The first involves inspections. A zero tolerance policy for unsafe vehicles for smuggling migrants across the border is being implemented immediately. Second, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he tested positive for COVID-19. Without any symptoms, Garland took the test after attending the annual Gridiron Club dinner to Washington, D.C. media event on Saturday night, where many seem to have contracted the disease. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, and Joaquin Castro, Democrat from Texas, also tested positive after attending the dinner. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why are
you
got your
take? My, when you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, your governor in Texas had a press conference yesterday, and he announced with his assistants that Texas will be stopping all vehicles coming from Mexico into Texas. And all vehicles will be inspected for safety and make sure that the vehicles are safe to be on the road. And if any illegal aliens are discovered during those safety inspections, those illegal aliens will be put on a chartered bus or buses or even thousands of buses, and they will be dropped off in Washington, D.C., at first starting at the Capitol steps. No kidding. I applaud your governor for that move. A bold move telling Joe Biden, that's it, enough's enough. Captain John?
I saw a news article this week where the administration's trying to basically dismiss 700,000 extradition cases because they're low priority, so that they can clear out the court docket because it's so overwhelmed. 700,000 is such a large number, and to try and put that into some perspective, I looked up the current population of my hometown, Beaumont, Texas, and it's 115,000 and change. So basically, we're looking at the population of six Beaumonts. That's backlog in the courts for extradition. That, it's a humongous number. Those people need to live somewhere. And the exploding costs of housing, part of that is due to the quantitative easing and the explosion of prices that way. But you have a demand on the other side. Where are you going to house 700,000 people? You've got homes, you've got apartments, and you've got motels. And I was reading also where the price of hotel rooms are going up because there's more people using it. What I don't have information on is how many of those people using it are illegal aliens being paid for by the government because there's no other place for these people to live. It's all part of the big, disgusting picture on how to destroy the United States. We were talking about go ahead.
Captain John Reagan, that is 7,000 times the size of the hamlet where we live. 7,000 times. And imagine that we're going to have one porta potty for every 100 people. Okay? Of these 700,000. Let's say we're going to bring them all to Washington, D.C. Let them off at the Capitol steps. If you had one porta potty for every 100 people, which is not enough, you would need 7,000 porta potties lining the sidewalks around the Capitol of Washington, D.C. But I think that you'd need one porta potty for every 50 people. So we're going to need 14,000 porta potties lining the streets of the Capitol. I think your governor is absolutely spot on, and I applaud him for his decision to transport these illegal aliens. And that's what they are. The euphemism would be undocumented visitors. They're illegal aliens. They're sneaking in. They're breaking the law. The law that my grandparents and so many like my grandparents complied with to do it the right way to become citizens of the United States. They did it the right way, the hard way. And we have people who just want to sneak in. It's unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable, and we're all paying for it. Captain John, back to you.
We were talking about, proud sodomite, Dr. Harari, before the break there. The next link is to a 5-minute video. It's an excerpt from a video that's, I believe, a little over an hour long, an interview with Christine Lagarde, who I believe is now head of the European Bank. And just to give you an idea, the level of people this guy operates with, and I didn't give you the link for the full one. You can look that up if you want. But just this, 5 or 6 minute video that has the excerpts in here, if you never heard of Ferrari before. You really need to watch this to understand what we're dealing with. The next one is CRISPR technology, which is something we've talked about on the air before. And this is another one of those. We could probably take at least half an hour to an hour talking about the way they are using CRISPR and technology like mRNA to change what it means to be human, because they just consider us, you know, an hackable animal that they can do with as they please. Uncovering the Corona narrative from Dr. Malone. And he gets into talking about the World Economic Forum in conjunction with that. And I really applaud all the work Dr. Malone has done. If you're not familiar with him, this is the guy who back in the 80s created the mRNA technology that was the basis for the mRNA vaccines, which was, those vaccines were developed by different scientists. And I believe Dr. Malone had taken a couple of the shots of the vaccine before realizing what all was going on. And he's done tremendous work on trying to get good information out there. And in that vein, down the next line there, Dr. Malone versus the WEF, he's in the process of putting together a list of people that will be on a blockchain-protected site in hopes to bypass censorship. And this will be over 4,000 people who are working with the World Economic Forum to push forward the Great Reset. So we will know know who by name the enemy is, and we can work trying to throw a monkey wrench. They've done a tremendous job in taking over Europe, done a great job in Canada. You can just look at what happened during COVID in Australia and New Zealand. The Western, especially the English-speaking world, with the exception of the United States, has been totally taken over. I'm not sure there's, I guess if there's one person maybe in the Democrat hierarchy is former Representative from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, that she was one of the young leaders with the WEF, but she was a military officer. Actually, it's still a military officer herself, and knows how to think some for herself. So, while she's got some ideology that I believe should be corrected, she doesn't accept the whole line, you know, hook, line, and sinker. And other than her, I'm not sure there's anybody else in the Democrat Party that we can even hope to do the right thing. That leaves us with the Republican Party, which isn't much better. We need to at least work on getting the rhinos out of there and trying to get some decent people into power. The problem is all of this takes a lot of time and money, and we've got so many people so brainwashed now, and with what we've seen with COVID, it's going to be tough trying to win that battle. But if we don't, it's going to be so darn ugly. And another front of this battle, the IPCC just released a new report, you know, scaremongering, we're on a fast track to climate disaster, that greenhouse gas emissions must peak by 2025. That's 3 years from now, in order to limit global warming to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Of course, nowhere in this report does it talk about the solar forcing aspect. They included it in CMIP6, the latest model, but it wasn't required that researchers use that part of the model, I think, until last year. And those researchers that did use solar forcing found out that carbon dioxide is not the problem. It's the sun. And that's one of the points I've got in our action plan. I almost hate to bring this next one up. I've got asterisks around this section, talking about the infamous laptop of Hunter Biden. And I have to warn you, there are explicit photos, and some of them really need more blurring than what they did. And in addition to that, it's also got some of the redacted emails. And we'll get into this bit of disgusting news when we get back.
Yeah, and the guy in the big chair is really proud of his boy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting how low we have sunk, class. I got a couple comments, but I'll wait till hour two.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is our fourth anniversary installment of our 10th anniversary. So Captain John and I have been broadcasting for 10 years, and we tried to do an anniversary class, and we've been unable to do it in one two-hour class or two or three. So it's the fourth one. It looks like it might move on to number five. Captain John, back to you.
I'd say that this article on Hunter Biden's laptop is probably the most disgusting thing that I've brought to the class in the last 10 years. If there's a picture, you have to scroll about halfway down. The easier thing to do is if you do a Control F in your browser and search for minor, M-I-N-O-R, and go down to the ninth instant of that. And there's a picture, Hunter Biden with a minor. And it's one thing to take advantage of under 18 teenagers. The girl in this photo is from elementary school, based on her size. She's got makeup reminiscent of JonBenet Ramsey, and she's dressed disgustingly. And I really want you to look at this to understand the level of depravity that we are dealing with Biden and company. And I do encourage you to take time. It's a really, really long article. Lots of pictures, lots of emails. And you wonder why anybody would still support these people. It's just, say the most disgusting thing that I've come across. I guess in somewhat in the good news, the next link, which is the last one from today's post, the whistleblower that distributed Hunter Biden's laptop intends to share 450 gigabytes. That's a bunch of deleted material. And he's working on putting that up in on servers, I believe in Switzerland. And this has even more images and videos and formerly deleted emails. So if this may be how they get Biden out of office, what happens after that. There's no pretty options there. Harris is even more unpopular than Biden, and maybe even more incompetent, even though she still has a relatively working brain, unlike Uncle Joe. Then the question would be is, who do they put in as VP for the remaining term? Do they bring Hillary in? Do they bring Michelle in? Do they go ahead and bump Pelosi up? So we've got a long way to go. I believe with the pain and suffering just from the pocketbook for food and gas and housing, that the Democrats will probably lose both the House and Senate come November. But with Democrats still in the White House, that's another 2 years, but the best that we're going to get is gridlock. I'm not sure we're going to really recognize a lot of the country in 2 more years. Financially, well, we're already hitting where we were in the late 70s, early 80s. I think that can easily degrade to more like what it was in the late 20s, early 30s of last century. If we didn't know about the Great Reset agenda, you might think that these people were totally crazy. I think that they are out of their right mind. But at the bottom of today's post, what I've got for resisting the Schwabites. Number one, we need to fight central bank digital currencies, especially here in the United States. Biden's already signed an executive order trying to expedite this. And whether it's a Federal Reserve digital currency or a United States government digital currency, we need to keep these out of the realm of possibility. Because if that comes through, it won't be long before we have no choices. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Great.
Captain John, I made a statement earlier this week that any people I knew who supported Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, and his regime, anyone who supported him, still supports him, voted for him, I don't talk to them anymore. I've drawn that line, and I don't go there anymore. I don't want to talk to them. I find them all disgusting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.